All right. Welcome, No BS. Coach Lisa here with you tonight. We are here today for the ditching nighttime overeating and overdrinking and anything else that you might be overdoing it at night. So, hello, Audrey. It's so good to see everybody tonight. What I want you to know is this is an open coaching call, so you can raise your hand and we can talk through any scenario that you got going on. Some highs in the chat, so that's good. Everybody can hear me. You can also post questions in the Q&A. And lastly, make sure that you set your chat to everybody or everyone, I think it's the wording, everyone, if you want everyone to be able to see it. And if you do want to say something to me, I'd like you to make sure you put that in the Q&A box. And time to raise your hands. Who would like some coaching tonight? I also, as people come on in, wanted to share something that I'm curious how many of you, since you're on this call, for nighttime overeating and overdrinking, how many of you are familiar with our trigger cheat sheet? It's a bit of a tongue twister. Inside the nighttime eating course, we have this amazing cheat sheet that I think, I mean, obviously it's with the nighttime eating triggers, but those triggers can happen any time of day or night. So this, I'm going to post the link. Let me copy and paste the link for everybody into the chat. So you can check it out. Hopefully that works. And yeah, so this cheat sheet is for all the different triggers that can come up for overeating, like stress, boredom, and with some simple how-tos of what you can do in the moment that can help you based on what it is. Habit is one that comes up a lot, I see, with private clients, with people in Ask Coaches, this idea of habit eating. And the answer we give you for that one is to switch things up. So if we're talking nighttime routine, we're talking about switch up that evening routine, sit somewhere else, change the lighting, get yourself something else to do, like writing in a journal or have some sort of other triggers there for you. I was actually talking to a client today about the idea of, one of the things that she's looking forward to are upcoming trips. And I said, hey, why don't you put some sort of triggers right where you would normally do that nighttime eating? And it will be a reminder that, no, I want to remember about these trips that I have coming up and that that's one of my big whys right now for not overeating. So if nighttime eating, overdrinking is a thing for you, this cheat sheet can really be helpful. So far nobody wants any coaching tonight. You just all came here to listen and not take part. I get it. Sometimes people feel like they have to be super brave, but I swear I don't bite. To raise your hand, I totally get that it can be make you feel nervous to do it, but we are all here together and imagine how that will help somebody else. And otherwise, this could be like the shortest call on record. Don't do that. We don't want this to be the shortest call on record. Okay, otherwise, I'm gonna keep going through these the trigger sh cheat sheet and try not to get too tongue twisted as I say it. So I'll start at the beginning. Stress. The strategy we talk about for stress are things like breathing. Basically, you're trying to reduce the stress, right? So if stress is something for you, it's finding a way to reduce that stress without using food to do it. And that's often what happens at night, right? We have built up the stress, built up the stress, built up the stress, and by nighttime, it's kind of boiling over. So doing things like box breathing, where you're kind of like envisioning a box, right? In for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four, that box rhythm to your breathing. You can always, but repeating that, like on the sheet here, it says 3 to 5 times. Yeah, somewhere around there. Can be really helpful to settle that nervous system. That's what we're looking for when our nervous system is amped up and we're very stressed. We want to find a way to settle it. But what if you're bored? So what if it's not really stress? It's like, okay, I'm chilling out at night, but I'm kind of bored and nothing's really going on. That's where you want to find what else can I do? Either I can sit and just like relax into the boredom, or I can find something to do. Personally, I like to crochet. I crochet quite a bit. I like literally have crocheting right here next to me. Because it's something that I do, like even in between calls and things like that. It's really helpful to help me sort of unwind, really, in just a matter of minutes. I really like projects like that that I don't have to think about a lot. Once I get a pattern down, I find that easy. I've never been very good at crocheting things that you like are a real attention to detail because it's something I do that really to unwind my brain, right? So that's how that works for me. But it could be puzzles for you. It could be coloring or knitting. Sometimes learning something new. I know a lot of people who do like try to learn new languages, but even things like learning a new card game is one that's listed here on this trigger cheat sheet. And things like that can help. That's so if you're feeling like maybe I'm just bored, kind of watching TV, you're not very interested, find something like that to help you out. Okay, I'm gonna keep going through this, but I want you all to remember that we're here to do coaching. So if somebody is willing to raise their hand, we can chat about something along the way. Another one of the things that comes up a lot for that nighttime meeting, we already talked about the habit. So one of the things with the habit is to switch up that routine, to have some sort of like pattern interrupt. So if your habit is to have dinner, put your stuff away, sit down for the TV. This is my husband's habit. Sit down at the TV, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need to go get food. Try something different, right? Maybe go for a walk right after dinner, or go work on something, a project or something like that right after dinner. It just changes things up a little bit. The next one is emotional comfort. So this is again sort of like it's very similar to stress because if you're looking for some kind of emotional comfort, it's like I like things like cuddling up with a blanket, nice and heavy. If I need emotional comfort, that's the time I'm inviting the dog up onto my lap. I find just the weight of her, she's not a very big dog, obviously, or I wouldn't be inviting her up on my lap, but the weight of her, it can offer that relaxation. You can do it yourself with your body. We call it progressive muscle relaxation. Has anybody ever tried that? So what it is you kind of go through your whole body tensing and releasing your muscles. So you kind of tense it up for like 5 seconds and then release. So you might start at your feet, go up your calves, thighs, to your stomach, chest, your arms. But it's that tensing for like 5 seconds, releasing, going on to the next one. Again, it's a way to shift the energy in your body, kind of changing things up so you're not exactly the same as you were before, right? The energy has moved a little bit, and it can be actually very comforting, similar to like how massage is very comforting and comfortable as well. Like unless it's a therapeutic deep tissue or something, then in the moment it might not be as comfortable. Everybody is coming on in here. Don't forget, live coaching. Anybody want to raise their hand? We'll do some coaching. Loneliness is another one that comes up. So loneliness can come up, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're alone. It just means that you're feeling alone, right? So that can happen in the evening. Maybe you're just feeling disconnected. Maybe you're not, you haven't, maybe you are alone, but maybe you haven't talked to certain people for a while, that kind of thing. A great antidote to loneliness is to try to you be the one reaching out to somebody. Text somebody, message someone. Go on a Facebook group and say, how do you know yes women friends, right? That can be one way to work at counteracting that. So that you're not necessarily feeling so alone. And then what you want to do is work on, is it like a systemic issue? Is this something, maybe you are alone and maybe you don't want to be alone as much. Maybe it is time to get a pet or get engaged in more activities so that you're out and you're busy more often than not. And you're really choosing the times that you're going to be alone as long as opposed to it happening sort of out, what feels like outside of your control. Another reason for nighttime eating can be that you are under eating through the day. Sometimes people are either so busy they're not thinking about it, or they're trying so hard during the day when they're focused to restrict and not eat, which we don't want you to do, that they end up under eating during the day. So the strategy that's on the cheat the this cheat sheet is to fill your plan with easy grab and go snacks and meals so that you aren't under eating during the day. Now, another thing that I would offer as well is again, I said this to one of my private clients the other day, which was the hungrier you are, the slower I want you to eat. So if you're finding because of this, like I'm eating so fast at night and then I just keep eating or something, slow down, right? This is where I want you to go. Like I say, hungrier you are, the slower you go. So if you are under eating all day, you may be extra hungry. Great. Slow down and really take your time as you're eating in the evening so you're paying attention to it. The next one is fatigue. So maybe you're tired. Right now, to me, there's a bit of a difference between I'm tired and I'm hungry. That's going to take sort of one strategy and the I'm just tired. So, if you're tired, what we want to find out is, well, why can't you rest? What is it? You know, could you have a warm bath? Could you lie down for a bit? What would it take to do that so that you were honoring what your body needs? And that's really what all of this is about, right? Honoring what your body needs. And when we find ourselves overeating or overdrinking at night, we're not typically not honoring what our body needs. So maybe you are just tired. What if the here it says to take a warm bath, lie down and close your eyes. 2 minutes of rest can reset your energy, or sorry, 10 minutes of rest can reset your energy. I would also offer that for moments like during the day when you're super tired, 2 minutes of closing your eyes and just breathing can definitely reset that nervous system, can reset your energy levels. But if you're finding this at night, yeah, what if you just went to bed? What would be the worst that happens? You know? Oh, no, sorry, I thought I saw a question there. No questions yet. And don't forget, you can. As more people keep coming in, I'm going to keep reminding you that you can raise your hand at any time to be coached. Otherwise, what I'm going through right now is the trigger cheat sheet. And it is, we are on to talking about procrastination. So if you find yourself wanting to eat because you're putting off something else, then what I would offer to you is to set a timer for 5 minutes. That's what this sheet says. Set a timer for 5 minutes, do something small. I'd also offer to like check in with, okay, do I need to do it? And if I do, well, why am I avoiding it? Is it that I don't know what to do? Like, what is it that's coming up for me that's having me put this off? Because maybe it's a valid reason and you don't actually have to do it. That's what I want you to think through. So that was the first page of this trigger cheat sheet. And if we have time, I'll go through some more of them. And again, if you have any questions, post them in the Q&A. And otherwise, I'm going to bring someone up. Let's see. Here we go. Oh. Well, hello.
Hi. I want to move around so the light's not so bright.
All right. Okay, you're gonna have to help me. Tamisia?
Tamisia.
Tamisia.
Yeah.
Okay, Tamisia, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So I've been a member since 2023. I've never come on here before. And I, a couple days ago, reached out to the coaches, and I've had a couple back and forths.
Okay.
And I've watched you a few times on here at night. I often, at nighttime is my come home and relax. I
Okay.
am a social worker in a school,
Yeah.
and I listen to students all day, and I listen to parents and staff all day. And I come
Yes.
home, and at school, it's rush, 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 right? Even eating at my desk with the
Yeah.
student, like, there's not a lot of
Okay.
downtime. So when I get home, I still have that momentum going.
The
And
rush, rush, rush.
yes.
Okay.
And I live by myself, but my sister-in-law lives upstairs. My son is at college. His dad is not here, but we're good friends. So,
Okay.
five out of seven nights, I'm usually here by myself, or those other two nights, I might have a visitor for part of the night and then they leave, right? So
Okay.
majority of the time I'm by myself.
Okay.
And I do pretty well at I eat fast at school, but I bring my lunch, I plan my meals. But I find when I get home, I just want to shove everything in my mouth.
Okay.
So
Does
I'm
it just keep going from the time you get home all through the evening, or is there a break in the eating at some point?
I would say, because I've been working on it, right? I go through phases where I'm good for 3 or 4 days, and then
What does
some,
good mean?
that's a bad word to use, right?
No. It's just, I'm just wanting to make sure that I understand what you
like
mean
I
by that.
follow my plan, and I'm eating what, I'm
Okay.
eating things that are good for my body, and not just like going to the cabinet and
Are
eating
you
whatever.
eating still?
Yes.
Okay. So
At
we're
night.
overeating, but for 3 or 4 days, we might overeat things that are healthier. Is that what you're thinking or saying?
No, I'm probably overeating things that, well, yeah. I would say most of the stuff that I eat is healthier.
Oh, okay. So
But
it's usually healthier foods.
like I like to make homemade granola, which
Okay.
has the oatmeal and all the nuts and the raisins and the cran.
Yeah.
And maple syrup on it and oil on it. Like, and usually I eat that in my yogurt. But if I know it's in the freezer, I might just go eat that out of the jar
Okay.
until like I can't stomach anymore. I don't think it's a binge, but it could be. Like, I've never really thought of myself as a binger, but as I've listened and learned more, I'm like, huh, could
How do
that.
you feel afterwards?
I don't feel, it's more of mental, right? It's like, why did I do that to myself? I didn't really need that. I wasn't hungry.
Okay.
So physically, I feel full and ugh.
And mentally, you're thinking, why did I do that? Why
Yeah.
did I do that to myself? So, what if we're to start first just by answering that? Why did you do it? It sounds like you know.
Well, one of the things that I've identified in the messages to the coaches is like, I feel lonely,
Yeah.
right? I feel lonely and I don't want to call anybody because I really don't want to talk to anybody because that's what I do all day.
Yes.
I crochet, so I like doing that. And like you said, I do simple things. I don't want to do anything with a pattern because I don't I learn I know 1 or 2 stitches and that's what I'm going to do because it's mindless, right?
You know how to do corner to corner?
Yes.
Yeah, me
Yeah,
too.
that's
That's
it.
what I do. It's an easy way. Anybody
Yeah.
want to look it up? Look up
Yeah.
C2C crochet.
Yep.
Easy peasy. You always come out with a square. You don't, I don't know. If I don't do that, somehow I always come up with an hourglass shaped thing. Don't ask
Yes.
me how. How does something get smaller and then you notice it and then all of a sudden it gets
Good
wider?
thing.
I don't know. But that's what happens.
But it
So,
ends up pretty.
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So
So
I
lonely, eh? Like it's interesting that you're thinking that you're lonely because it also sounds like part maybe part of you is sort of lonely, but another part of you is like looking for that
Well,
solitariness.
it's really both. Like even when my son my son will call me a few nights a week. I love when he calls, but when he calls and I'm in doing something, I'm like, because I don't want to talk. And I feel so bad to feel that way. But I think I just haven't found the thing that comforts me, like food. I ha don't I've
Which is
tried.
making, that's why I'm kind of questioning the whole loneliness thing. Like,
Yeah,
to
it
me,
might not be that.
to me, it seems like there could be some emotional comfort you're looking for, but it sounds like we're also looking for relaxation.
Yes.
And your habit, you have a habit of you just eat. You eat
Yes.
quickly, you eat, you like, you're decisive, especially like during the day. Sounds like you're the same in the evening, very decisive. Okay, this is what I'm having. Just, we're having it.
Yep.
There's not a
And
lot of
then,
pausing and thinking and
right. And then
pump.
when my planned food is done, then I
Yes.
think about what else is in there.
Okay. And so at any point through the evening, does doable hunger come into your mind? Like, wait, well, am I actually hungry?
So it's coming into my mind a lot more than it used to, right?
Okay.
I am learning
How?
things. So, all the things that I learned from the replays or from the lessons, like there's a
Yeah.
few things that stick in my mind. Like
Okay.
I want to go to bed proud of myself and I want to wake up proud of myself,
Yeah.
right? And some of that is, and also the other one, I think, I don't know if it was which coach it was, maybe Lizzie, but I'm not sure. This, like, the thing, I have it on my refrigerator. It says, to end the sentence, food is not going to fix this. And I
Yeah.
think that was Sunday. Like, food isn't going to fix the way I feel right now. So, what else is going to fix the way I feel? And that's kind of worked the last few nights.
Yeah.
So it's those things, the repetitive things. I teach the kids this at school, right? It's hard.
Yes. Well, and sometimes there just might not be a fix either, right?
Right.
Usually, like, you know, depending on what the emotion is, maybe there isn't a solution to it, but that still means food is not gonna, like, is not the solution. Food has such a high cost. If we're not hungry, you know, I'm assuming because you're in OBS, your goal is to lose weight or maintain a weight. So it has such a high cost when we're overeating that it's not worth it
It's
in the
not.
long run.
Yeah.
So we want to find some other way of supporting you in the evenings then. I'm wondering if there's how you do with like the transition. So that we could maybe leave that fast, hurried, just eat more mindless eating to the daytime and at night bring in more awareness of, wait, am I actually hungry? Do I really want this?
So I have transitioned a little bit. I would say right before 2020, I started doing the intermittent fasting, right? So I said I think I probably did it for 4 or 5 years on and off, but pretty much during that time. And then I started feeling guilty if I started eating before a certain time, right? But the last 6 months or so, I've been paying attention more to, am I hungry, right? So I'm getting hungry more, like at 10 or 10:30 in the morning. Like in the morning, I'm drinking coffee with protein creamer. And then I go to work, I do my thing in the morning. There's a little break in my sessions. It's really when I have a lull and I feel hungry, I'll eat something. And then I'll eat my lunch at like 1 or 2. So I'm not feeling as hungry when I get home. And I've also started putting my 40-ounce Stanley in my car. So I have a jug of water that I drink at school, but I also have I drink that on the way to work. And it's only like 10 minutes to get to work. But I drink some of that and then I bring my coffee with me. And then on the way home, I try to drink the rest of that Stanley
Okay. So then
on
when
the
you get
way home.
home, sounds like you're well hydrated and sounds
Right.
like
So,
you're
but
not
I'm
that
trying.
hungry.
Right. So I'm trying to put something in my body, like feel fuller, right? Because I to address that transition period.
Okay.
And now that the weather's changed, I've
Yeah.
taken a walk a couple times. I'm trying to, because I know that that's when I walk in the house, I walk into the kitchen.
Okay.
Like I walk into the kitchen, 2 steps in, that's the refrigerator and the cabinet space. Like
Okay.
I have to walk through the kitchen to go into the bedroom to change my clothes. So there has been times where I just go and open the fridge. I don't even like take my coat off or take my shoes off. It's just kind of like, let's see what I can get
So has
before I
drinking
eat.
the water on the way home been helpful with that so that you're not feeling that edge of hunger when you
Yes.
get home? Okay. So that's great. And then this idea of the walk before having dinner. Does anybody have dinner with you?
No, not usually.
Okay.
Maybe 1 or 2 nights a week. On the weekends, yes, because I'll prepare meals and I'll have somebody here sometimes on the weekend to eat. But during the week, majority of the time, no, maybe once.
So you can eat whenever you want.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also like to eat. So, menopause is happening. So I'm having all the symptoms. I
Okay.
recently started bioidentical hormone replacement.
Okay.
I know, and I wear the Oura ring. So,
Okay.
and I exercise. So I'm really trying to pay attention to some of the things the Oura ring tells me.
Which
And
is?
I need to eat earlier so that I can sleep better. I'm,
So,
I,
what time
I,
is that for you?
I feel like I need to eat beef like before 6 o'clock, between 5 and 6. And sometimes that's hard to do because I don't get home from work till 4:30.
Okay.
So
And
because
what makes it hard to eat before 6 o'clock? Like
preparation.
the preparation?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that one, I think is preparation, but I'm preparing things on Sunday. Like I'll prepare 1 or 2 things. I'll prepare on Sunday. I'll eat whatever that is a couple nights, and then I like easy stuff. I'll eat eggs for dinner. I'll eat noodles and tomatoes for dinner.
Well,
I'll
then,
eat
is it that
salad.
much of a problem to eat before six?
No, but I'm getting bored too. I'm getting bored with my food. So I think I've been trying to like learn new recipes. So there's a lot.
Well, but so maybe we just want to make sure that we're not like sort of piling everything on, right? It's okay to be bored a couple of nights a week and then picking a time when you do have more time to make something. But it sounds like are you hungry for dinner by 6 o'clock?
Most of the time, yes. If
Okay.
I haven't eaten already, if I haven't snacked when I came in the door.
Okay. So the way you can practice that is visualization can help a lot with something like that. To really practice visualizing yourself coming in the door and having some kind of routine that takes you either to like hanging up your coat or as the weather gets warmer, going and putting your stuff down in a certain area. I love the idea of drinking the water on your way home. You might have to
Yeah.
pee when you come home. That would be great, wouldn't it? Right through the
I have to
kitchen.
pee, right. I have to pee all the time
There you
anyway.
go. So, right on through the kitchen, all the way to the bathroom, go and have a pee, right? It sort of changes things up. It's that disrupting the routine. And there may be times when you all of a sudden find yourself at the fridge, and then it's correcting yourself in that moment of going, oh, wait a minute, I'm not hungry. Just like if you went right for the bathroom and then went, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to pee. You know, what am I thinking?
I have signs on my refrigerator. I have a bell on my cabinet. So when it rings, when I open the cabinet, it'll remind me, what are you doing? But I don't
Oh,
hear. It's
but
a
does
part of,
it?
no, because it's just a part of everything, every day now.
Yeah, we got to make sure it doesn't become like a permanent kind of thing that we just see right through. Like the same idea with some people and they're met me and my messes. It's everywhere. I just doesn't even bother me. Sometimes my husband comes in and looks at my desk and goes, "How do you work there?" I'm like, "Oh, Well, I guess there is a lot of stuff here.
Butter.
So you do need to change these things up.
Yes. Yep.
Do you write a plan?
Say that again.
Do you write a plan each day?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so what if you were to start by giving yourself some sort of reminder when you write your plan? Tonight, I'm going to come in and wash my hands the minute I get home. Or tonight, I'm going to set my stuff down and go for a walk. Whatever it is, sort of set up that routine for yourself.
Yep.
It's going to help you remember. Like, there's a lot of moving parts here with I want to make sure I've had my dinner by 6 o'clock because of my sleep. Like, you got these reasons that work
Yeah.
well for you,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Now, does that reason help you not eat after dinner?
Sometimes, not always. It
Okay.
depends. Like sometimes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday it might work, but by Thursday, it depends on the week. Sometimes Wednesday and Thursday, no, because I'm exhausted by the time the end of the week comes. So
Okay.
it's also tired when I'm tired.
So notice it's here's one shift I would offer you. It's not also, it's and.
And
And there's some days that I'm tired. Addressing that is
yeah.
a different thing, right? Like, I think it'd be great for you to print out that cheat sheet because it's a different thing. If you're tired, that's different than you're lonely or you're bored, and it's going to take a different answer from you.
Yeah.
So, really practicing kind of that ping pong, you know, the ping pong analogy, right? So, really practicing, okay, today it's that I'm tired. And when you write your plan, that's the version I want you to be thinking through. What's it going to be today? Am I going to be tired? Am I going to be bored? Is it Monday? Is it Thursday? Like, and thinking for that version of you, what
Yeah.
does she need? Can she go to bed? Could she have a
She could.
shower? Like,
Yeah.
what does she need that's going to help her unwind that doesn't involve putting food in your mouth, right?
Yeah. 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 I do write little notes on my plan, but I think writing the little notes about that transition time would be a change. That would be something that may be helpful.
Strategize with yourself,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, sometimes we get into pep talks and or beat downs or whatever it is in our
Yeah.
little notes. Don't forget, don't be
Yes.
an
Yes.
asshole. Like, okay, some days that may help, but the strategizing, it takes it out of being personal and makes it more of just, okay, what am I doing? What's the game plan here today, right?
Yes. Yes. All
Yeah.
right, I will work on that. I will
I'm
work.
excited to see how that
Yeah.
goes. Like I say, download the cheat sheet. Keep coming to ask coaches and sort of, you know, continuing to say, this is what worked, this is what didn't. But what I want you really thinking through, and this can be sometimes the problem with ask coaches, so try to have some patience if it happens, is like, you know, you submit a question because that thing's happening that day, but a day later when you get the answer, now you're into another situation and now you're trying to carry it on with that situation. We can get things mixed up, right?
No, that's okay. I was satisfied with the answers because they made
Okay.
I got a response 3 days in a row and
Yeah. Good
they
try.
all made me think. So that's what
That's the
they're supposed
goal.
to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
So.
just keep working on, okay, there's going to be different strategies for different things that are going on.
Yes.
And
And
it's
there's
all.
a lot, yeah, and there's a lot of strategies for each of those things. So it
Yeah.
really depends on the response you get from coaches, everybody's different. So,
Yeah. And make sure you're paying attention to what works for you.
yeah.
Because just because it's a strategy and it might work for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And that's okay.
Yeah.
We just
Yeah.
got to be curious and open to, okay, well, I don't know how that went. Let's try the next thing. And then,
Right.
you know, just be willing to experiment. And that's how you end up figuring this out in the long run, right?
Yeah.
Is keep experimenting. That's all it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you raised your hand.
Yes, thank you. It
Oh.
was very impulsive because I was in the middle of baking something for somebody's birthday, and I
Well,
was
hopefully nothing's burning anywhere and you're all
no,
right.
I didn't get it together yet, but I was like, you know what? Because I've been
I'm doing
thinking
okay.
about private coaching. I've been thinking about like who would be the best, who do I think would be best for me? I've been thinking, I've never done this before. I've never done the questions to no BS coaches, maybe once in a while, but this one I went back and forth, right? So I said the other day, I said to myself, I'm going to start with one little thing. So let me see how I respond to
Yeah.
the question.
Have coaches. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Well,
then I
and
was like, nobody was, I wasn't good. I just was, had you on my windowsill and I was listening and I was like,
it's meant to
nobody's
be.
asking questions. Let me try
Yeah.
this out.
I love it so much. The
Oh.
nice thing about private coaching is that your coach gets to know you.
Yeah.
And so that's where we get to really like, I love it so much when we can sort of figure out, and I would know what's going on with you when you might not see it, kind of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
But if you, anybody that's ever interested in private coaching, you can set up a 15-minute call with MJ to talk through who you might think would be
Yeah.
the best fit too, because she sometimes knows things about us as coaches. And again, she's got that
Yes.
perspective where she can get to know you, and then she can help you figure out which coach might be the best fit. So, and there's no
Yeah.
right or wrong. You're never stuck with any of us. So
Well, maybe that's a challenge I'll give to myself to set
I
that up
love
for.
it so
Yeah.
much.
Yeah.
All
All
right.
right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
Thanks. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Tamisha, that was so good. And I still have nobody else with their hand raised. Come on, that was so great. We still have time here tonight, ladies. Anybody else want to be super impulsive and raise your hand and talk through something? Oh, I love it. I got, oops, sort of. Nope, somebody got very impulsive, raised their hand, but then put their hand down right away. So far, I have not bitten anybody. Just saying. Okay. There we go. Anne, you raised your hand again. I think you meant to do it. So, oh, no. Anne keeps raising her hand, but doesn't mean to. That's okay, Anne. Audrey's going to come on up with me. It's okay, Anne. I'm going to lower your hand because I don't think you mean to have it up. Well, hello, Audrey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm having a stressful. I have surgery next week and I'm
Okay.
overthinking everything. So it
Okay.
doesn't really have to do with overeating because I'm kind of no I'm kind of real cognizant that I don't,
Okay.
if that makes any sense, because I know that I'm prone to.
That makes a lot of sense, and it's a huge deal to be able to say that. So you're telling me that you know that when you're overthinking and worrying about something, that overeating tends to be your go-to. And so because you're so aware of that, you're making sure you're not doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what has happened. My doctor put me on a trial run of appetite suppressant, just an old-fashioned,
Okay.
the other stuff is not in my budget. And so, because I just kind of
Yep.
and all my number, he said, "You're doing everything right." And when he put me on this, he said, "Use this time." I was like, "Are you a no BS man?" Because, like, he said, "I want you to use this time wisely to see exactly what's going on, see exactly how much food it takes." So what
Yep.
has happened over these last 2.5 months is, I've had to deal with all these emotions, lots of emotions
Yeah.
that I didn't realize the food was covering up,
Yeah.
or the noise, or whatever it is.
You're onto it, Audrey. That's exactly what can happen and why our brains try to get us to avoid it and say, no, just keep eating. Doesn't that look good? Doesn't this look good? This is fine.
And I'm trying to do what he says. I see him Friday. I've not really lost less than 10 pounds in on this, and I think he was hoping for more, as I was too. But you know what? I've gotten in touch with some emotions, and I'm working through, but they
Nice.
are so loud. It's the last week of school. I'm very anxious about the surgery. It's the fear of the unknown. I don't like pain. And it's a total knee replacement. So there's going to be some. I'm not confident that my husband and my daughter are going to be able to help me in and out of the bed quick enough before I wet my pants and those kind of things. I'm overthinking everything. And when I went to the doctor for my pre-surgery visit, he said, "Well, it sounds like you've already thought about this, maybe too much." So I can't do anything about the unknown. I
But
can't
that's
do.
like you to want to be prepared, is it not?
Yes, very much so. But yesterday I went, yes. Yesterday I went to the class. For anybody who doesn't know, Lisa was my private coach when I did private coaching. So she does already know me. When I went to the class, the hospital, do this, make sure you have this, blah, 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 and then you go and get your blood work done for surgery.
Yeah.
We had a 3-hour wait waiting for the blood work, which was just time for my brain to ruminate over everything she had said, which are things I know. I
Are
swallowed it.
you ruminating with a pen and paper at all?
I have finally had to do that. The only way
You
I could,
had to.
because I couldn't get it out any other way, and I couldn't explain anxiety, so I opened a book and I just started.
Okay, just so you know, and again, because I did coaching with Audrey, I know you're not giving yourself credit. You
Yeah.
didn't have to, but you did. There was no, like, I don't know, God that came in or something and said, here's a book and here's a pen and you are now have to do. No, but you reached a point where you said, hey, this will help me.
Okay.
I want to get it out of
I
my
knew
head.
that the way to solve this problem was to get a piece of paper.
Well, you guessed that it was,
And
and
it
then
worked.
you did it.
Well, it made it better.
Yeah.
Last week I was stressing over school. I had my wheels, it was like a gerbil, and I
Yes.
could not. Oh, next year I could this. Next year I could this. Oh, I need to pack this up. Oh, this is last week. Blah, blah, blah. So I
Yes.
opened a book and just started writing it all down.
Brilliant.
All of my ideas, I may or may not try it next year, but it's out of my head.
Yes.
Gone, brain dump.
So have you done that with the worries about the surgery
I
yet?
did it this morning because all that was last night. I knew the only thing I was that was going to fix it, because I do have somewhat of a learning disability where I have to see things in charts and color codes. I have learned I
Yeah.
don't understand its information overload until I can sort it out. So I just took a piece of paper because I thought I'm not even going to stress over figuring this out on the computer. I took a piece of paper. There's 11 days before surgery. I divided it into 10 sections, and then I made the last one on the back, and I put the date in each box, and I went back and went, stop Celebrex, because what was throwing me was like, 3
Yeah.
days before, stop this. 5 days before, be
Yes.
sure you this, and blah, blah,
And
blah,
you
blah,
trying to
blah, blah.
hold all that in your mind and balancing it along with all of your worries and all your. Yes. So that is
But I'm
brilliant.
having a difficult time leaving it in the book. And I don't know if it's, I guess that's normal for a surgery you've never had. Like when I have my second knee done in a year or two, I won't probably won't feel this way.
So, what do you feel is difficult to leave in the book?
Well, it's not the stop the meds. I got that part turned off. It's the, like, we have a new bed, so I have to climb up into it. It's like we bought a used car. I had no idea, but I got an adjustable bed, so I'll
Yep.
be able to raise my feet and those kinds of things. So
Yes.
it's hard enough to get into it because I'm only 5'4", and now I'm not going to be able to bend a knee all the
Okay.
way. And so, and my husband's like, I'll be there. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to practice. Like,
Okay.
I don't want to learn. Like, I've
So
already
have you
learned the
practiced?
machine. I can't figure it out. I can't make it happen. I YouTubed this
Okay.
afternoon, and it looks like, I don't know, but I'm going to ask a PT friend. It looks like they teach you this before you leave the hospital. Duh.
I was gonna ask that.
But my bed's just this, like I can't just back up to it and sit. So
No. So
that's,
thank goodness you know that going in so
yeah.
that you can make sure they're aware of that. So what I'm wondering is if you couldn't back up and have like a little stool there that your one leg that you can move goes on the stool, and then you pick your, because I have the same size bed, same
I
thing.
think
The
that my
adjustable.
little two-step made for the bed climb in thing needs to go away, and I just need to use a normal one-step
Yeah.
stool that's taller. Except for my little ice machine is sitting on that. And the other thing that I did to kind of turn the brain off was I went ahead and They gave you a prescription for a walker, but it's $20 from Amazon, and I don't want to mess with CVS and Walgreens trying to approve this, that, and the other. So my walker comes tomorrow, and then I'll see if I have to rearrange furniture. So those who will turn it down, it's like I'm looking for something to worry about.
You're having surgery.
So I'm taking deep breaths.
Good.
I haven't tried the tapping yet. It's almost a little too woo for me, but I'm willing to try it. I've done the deep breaths. I've done the Lizzie. It's okay to be scared.
Yeah.
I have to know why I'm being scared. I've done that. That
You can.
helped at the hospital yesterday a lot. I was like, there were two empty chairs, and I was like, I'm sure there's two coaches working today, and I need them to come sit right there and
So
talk
just
to me.
imagine us there
Oh, I
talking
got
to
on Facebook instead, so it worked.
There's a comment in the chat. Janet says that she slept on the couch for the first week after her total knee replacement. So there's a thought as well. Maybe it's a day or so. I don't know, but it's an option.
There's no
Potentially.
stairs in my house, so I hadn't really thought of the couch as,
Shouldn't.
I kind of thought the couch was a, if your bedrooms are upstairs, but I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
I wonder too if you have, yeah, somebody said about a cane. Oh, Janet says get a cane and hook the cane under your surgery leg foot. Use it to lift your leg on the bed.
I'm already using a cane because it's way past time for surgery. So I can practice that now.
Yeah. There you go. See?
Thank you, whoever said that.
Oh, that was Jane. Sorry. Janet was the first one, said she slept on the couch, but Jane said that one about lifting your foot with the cane. Brilliant. So there you go.
How do I
Yeah.
turn it off? Or am I doing the right thing?
I honestly think you're doing the right thing. You're putting pen to paper when it gets to be a lot. The whole nervous system, like there's, we have that nervous system resources page on the website. There's a lot of ideas there for grounding, things like that. When we did coaching, did I ever teach you the one where you're breathing? Your fingers and your tongue. Okay. So there's another technique that, again, it's sort of an easy one to do in front of people, or like nobody's really has to notice you doing it. But you breathe in and out just regularly. You're just breathing. The key is you have to keep breathing through this whole thing.
Okay.
So I know it sounds obvious at first, you're just breathing. Then you start. What you're doing is you take your tongue and you're running it along the top of the roof of your mouth.
I've heard you coach someone else on this. Yeah.
So you're doing it very slowly. The whole point, you're like feeling the roof of your mouth. You're not like rubbing it with your tongue, you're feeling, but you have to breathe as you do this with your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And then the third layer of it is a finger and a thumb or both hands, doesn't matter what finger. But again, you're touching them against each other so softly, like you're trying to get your fingerprints to like rub against each other. If that makes not, I don't like the word rub, touch each other, like the
Yeah.
friction between your
Like a
fingers.
stamp, like a stamp.
So softly, yes, so softly, you're trying to feel it as you move your tongue on the roof of your mouth, as you continue to breathe. My challenge to anybody is to try to do all three of those things at once and think. Good luck.
You can't.
You
I'm
can't.
already, I'm trying to do it while you're talking to me, and I can't listen to you and do it.
Right. So if you can remember, this is the only thing, it's the practice of reminding yourself, I have tools. I have more tools than just breathing, right?
Yes, I
So
know
being
it.
able to remind yourself of these tools and practicing them, it can be a great one to do the minute you wake up in the morning before you don't even have to get out of bed to do this one. Right when you're going to sleep, I've done it as well. Sometimes I go to sleep and my mind is just running with things. Coaching calls used to be later at night. A couple of years ago, they were really, and for me, it'd be like 9 o'clock at night when I'm trying to go to sleep right after coaching and you're kind of,
Y'all keep that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is one of those things I use at that time as well to get out of your head, let it go. For you at this moment, though, I love that you're writing some of them down because I think some of them are useful to address. What are my concerns? I'd rather you think today about, okay, how am I going to get in and out of this bed than you post-surgery going, oh, I didn't think about the fact that my bed was this high. No, we want you to have thought these things through. It's important.
Yeah, it was tying my shoes this morning, and I thought, now I see why they said slip on tennis shoes for physical therapy the first month. I was like,
Yeah.
slip-ons? Like, all I could think about was flip-flops. I didn't think tennis shoes, you
Slip
know?
on tennis, yeah.
So ordered some of those. So
Lovely. But that's the thing,
I
if you
think
didn't think of it.
the fear of, oh, I forgot that. You know, like when you're going on vacation and you're like, did I pack this? Did I pack this? Did I pack this? Okay, so I forgot it. We go to Walmart.
Yeah. So I forgot it. Husband's going to have to take care of it. Daughter's going to have to help me out. There could be something. But like you said, picture yourself going through the day, right? I'm going to wake up. Where are my clothes going to be? Like, that's what I would do if I was you. Visualize a day in the life of Audrey post-surgery. What is she going to need?
And I can do that. This is the last week of school for us. So I will have 3 or 4 days before surgery next week with no one here that I can think through those things.
So,
Like
what I would
practice.
recommend, yeah, I would recommend you can practice, you can think through them, but maybe make an appointment with yourself to do it so that you're not doing it 24/7 for 3 solid days before the surgery.
Okay. Make an appointment.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's,
That's how I need to turn it off.
yeah. Right? Make an
Okay.
appointment with yourself. Janet has also mentioned that post-surgery rehab is so important. You've got to push yourself. Right?
Someone told me to tell yourself, since I'm a pain baby, someone told me to tell yourself, it hurts, but I'm not hurting it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But
And
I
that's
guess
going to
that's why they give you pain meds.
Yes. But unfortunately, like you said, so something like a knee or things like that, you sometimes need to feel the pain so you know that that's true. So that it's the correct kind of hurt, that it might ache or it might be hurting, but you're not hurting it. And they'll be able to, your physical therapist or whatever after the fact can really help with that. And that's probably going to be your number one question. Okay, and it's always been mine. What pain is okay here? Because I don't want any, but what is it that I need to deal with, and when can I let go of it?
And he's given me like step down to Tylenol plan. This
Yeah.
is the hurt, you cannot bear it severe. This is the, I think I might could do without that. He's given me
Yeah.
three or four different.
And I think the other thing to know with something like this too is that you're on the road to recovery afterwards. Like, you're getting better. Even though it may hurt, it's going to hurt less and less over time, right? You're not, like you said, you're not hurting it. It just hurts. So it's not like you're creating further aches and pain.
It can't be, I mean, I know it will be at first, but on the other side, it can't be what it is now with bone on bone spurs sticking into my
And
flesh.
I've heard that as well. I've heard that too, that it can be one of those things that has been so painful for so long. It's very different type of pain.
I scared myself today at school. I twisted. I didn't wear a brace and I twisted and I couldn't get down the hall. I did have my cane,
Yeah.
but it scared me. So we're on the way to better.
Good. Exactly.
So I just need to give myself credit.
Yes. Janet says she loves her new knee. There you go. Right? And you're very active in the Facebook group, so you can always, ask for a show of hands in the Facebook group of who's had this, what's their best advice, and
Well, and it had to have been Kathy that answered my ask
yeah,
coaches
she's had it.
questions. Yeah, so she was saying, "Do you have?" She was asking me. I was like, "Thanks, Kathy. This must be you."
Yes. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure she's the only one of us that's had that. Although, I mean, MJ's a physical therapist, or was a
Right.
physical therapist by trade. But yeah, I know Kathy's actually had the surgery. So,
Well,
yeah.
it's good to see you.
It is great to see you too. So, thank you so much for raising your hand. And yes, take care of you.
Make
Okay.
an appointment with myself.
Make an appointment
I'm
with
gonna
your.
think about it from 3 to 3:30.
Right. And then honor the appointment, the start and stop time of the appointment, right? Honor it the way you would with anyone else. It's like, no, we're not going to keep worrying about this. We've thought things through for today. Tomorrow, me can think about that.
Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Audrey. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There's one question. Oh, Anne was trying to raise her hand, but her internet connection is unstable. Her question was about working on eating in secret, but she had this revelation that the reason she eats in secret in her car is that she doesn't want to share. I want it for myself. If it gets brought into the house, I will offer it to my husband, and I guess sometimes I don't really want to share, so I'm not sure how to handle that. Yeah. So I would be curious to ask you, Anne, what is it about the food that you don't want to share? Because I can tell you for that this was one of the things that I dealt with as well. And for the most part, I would normally always get like whatever snacks, anything. I want my own plate and I don't want to, or my own bowl, whatever. I don't want to share with somebody else because there's some sort of injustice or that it's not fair that comes up for me. I don't know if that's what it is for you. But what I found is that when I take my time and breathe and remind myself that any amount that I share is now not tempting me to eat. That was one thing. That was one of the first things that got me to actually share some stuff. But also remind yourself, you still don't have to share. Just because you bring it in the house, you can give it, you can wrap it up and save it for yourself. You don't have to offer it to your husband. But the secret eating in the car is, what are we afraid of somebody seeing? Is it a problem that they see us eating? That can be a thing for a lot of people for sure, is that it feels like a bit of a problem. Right? So again, it's those thoughts. But it's our own judgment about it that's coming up because and we're trying to hide from other people, right? So be a great question to bring more of your thoughts and questions to ask coaches, and we can go over that. Or see if you can get your internet more stable. This Sunday? Yeah, this Sunday, Mother's Day, I am hosting the Regain call Sunday afternoon. So, and this is again another one of those things that comes up a lot in Regain. So we could talk about it more there as well. All right. Well, I'm glad that I got to share that trigger cheat sheet. I hope you all check that out and bring any and all questions to ask coaches, and we can help you out there. And otherwise, I will see you all on Sunday for if anybody that decides to come to the Regain call. And it is 2 weeks from today that we are doing the body image and intimacy call. So good to see everybody a lot lately. So come and raise your hands on those calls so we can do some coaching. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.